Chapter 26 Artful Dodger. Don't ask. It could be instinct, intuition, a gut reaction. It could be out of playfulness, jest, childish mischief, or some kind of whimsical test. I reach down, pick up a pebble, and lob it at the rat. The rat artfully dodges the pebble, of course, aloof and unruffled, leaving me feeling inadequate, unskilled, and inarticulate. I mean, what's with the rock? What could possibly be wrong with trying dialogue first? I am ashamed of myself. I admit it. I confess this to the rat, communicating not with words but with an unmistakably sheepish look. The rat does not respond. Instead, turns its head as if finally hearing something of interest in another direction, rustling in the herbage. To the best of my knowledge, rats are not known for their diplomacy, though I could be wrong about that. I am wrong about many things. I mean, look at me. Walking in wrong directions, in the wrong places, drinking too much of the wrong kind of wine, susceptible to the kindness of strangers, using too many commas and gratuitous synonyms, constantly reformulating, stopped in my tracks and speechless in the face of this enigmatic encounter. I'm sorry, I say to the rat, if I have wronged you or thought badly of you. The rodent ignores me. It comes to this. I reach down for a bigger rock. Why we cannot communicate in other ways, I do not know. Share our joys and woes. Sit side by side on a log and engage in a long overdue heart-to-heart, man and rat, rat and man. I drop the rock. Now, if I had a flute, things might be different. I would be able to hypnotize this overblown mouse and lead it along behind me all the way down the river gully to the coast, where we could build a driftwood fire, lie on the sand and watch the cruise ship slip across the horizon. Dreamily, the flicker of deck lights like the most delicate of candle flames winking on some obscure and ghostly cake. Imagine it. The comforting throb of engines, plume of fumes billowing above, that perfume of going places, insinuation of calypso in the air, passengers splashed with poolside sunburn, the rattle and dance of the excited little metal ball in the roulette wheel. Right out there, on the edge of the world. Imagine it. The rat and I on the sand, eyes alive with the driftwood fire. Perhaps it would pull out a bottle of something from a pouch of some kind. Malt whiskey. Is that what rats drink? Or do they prefer vodka?